This line is burning, turning to ashes. It hits the ear. Every step is a day in the week. It's a Sunday or Monday, March all the months of the year.
Welcome to Nosecast. Homilies delivered in the Holy Gnosis of Thomas Chapel, the Ecclesia Gnostica, in Salt Lake City, Utah, by the Reverend Troy Pierce.
Today we turn our attention to a simple word in a complex concept, and that is devotion. Usually, the more we think we understand a word or a concept, the more wrong we are. Just plain mistaken. No clue. This is the way with transcendental words, words that describe things that are really beyond what we can grasp, what we can comprehend with our minds. Things that are real, so they don't fit within our minds. Things like love, things like God. There are also things that aren't quite of that caliber, that aren't transcendental, that are also very difficult to understand. And of course, the further I go in life, the further on I go in this particular expression of things, priest, the more I realize I don't understand things like devotion and worship and so forth. But understanding them isn't all that important. Doing them is much more important. But we can try to understand. Worship comes from worth, valuing, finding a way to express value, to bring into one's life something one values. Icons, statues, all these things are merely ways for us to express the value of what they represent, and what ultimately we cannot comprehend or grasp. And in it, that is a clearing of space within oneself, at least quieting down what usually goes on, usual chaos and noise within oneself, and allowing what we truly value to rise within us, to dwell within us, to move within us. Devotion is more of a long-term relationship with what we value. It isn't a clearing away of space. It isn't a making room for valuing, necessarily. Nor is it merely a direction, merely turning towards that which we value. Devoting ourselves for a time, devoting our attention, for example. But in the abstract is something we must always grapple with, wrestle with. Difficult thing. It isn't difficult that we seek to be devoted. It is difficult in how we might accomplish that. And to what, in this intermediary way, we might be devoted to. We devote ourselves to many things. Many people in the world see devotion as an outward thing, and a thing to be directed towards a static concept, or a simple known. Not one of these things that are difficult to grasp, one must wrestle with, but a simple concept, like a vengeful God who is very easily offended. That's easy to get one's mind around. And it's pretty easy to come up with a list of rules that might annoy this very powerful being, whose bad side you don't want to get on, and who you don't want your neighbors to get on his bad side either, because he has a tendency to kind of take out cities. Collateral damage isn't really a modern concept. So, devotion is seen as being something to be imposed upon others from an idea to avoid a consequence. Well, that is certainly one of the ways in which the world works. And we learn this when we are young because there are consequences and there are powerful figures in our life. And this is the way things are. But as we mature, as we grow, we must do what Paul wrote, to no longer see things as a child, put away childish things, and to view things deeper, more complex, try to come to what is truly there. And in that, there is truly and really God. And when one says that, of course, it depends on how one conceives of God as to how one understands that. Really and truly God might be, of course, this idea that's been in this book forever is true. You know, makes perfect sense. We've been right about this all along. Or really and truly living is another common adjective in Gnostic scriptures. It means that it is present. Present being. Very present to us. Very real presence that one is related to. Not in an abstract. And not in an objective way. Which is the way one thinks of these things if one wants to do it externally. Put it out there somewhere. Make other people be devoted. So you don't get in trouble with the boss. But you look busy. Whereas if we take this internally, with a real relationship to a living presence, then this is a type of devotion we can understand. Because we understand devotion in relationships. Don't understand it all that well, most of the time. But we try. And in trying, we often rise to our most noblest abilities, our highest selves. It is not sacrifice. It is not merely serving in a way. These things imply that one is merely giving up of oneself to accomplish something, or perhaps even throwing oneself away. Lines from Catcher in the Rye come to mind, where main character Caulfield realizes that he isn't looking for something to give his life to, something to live his life for. We are not asked to give up who we are, to be devoted to what is valuable to us. We are asked to become truly who we are. That is a more difficult task. If we could give up ourselves, we would. Lots of people try. That's the appeal to mass movements. The appeal to many things. It's not that it doesn't appeal to us. It's just that perhaps we've learned better by now. We've experienced something more. And we can reach, through our devotion, to what we value, to the divine, to God, to the light that is within us, continually. And we can do that even when we do not feel that presence, when we do not feel the reciprocal relationship, because that will happen as well. There are times in the path when you really feel you have no idea how you ended up where you are or what you're doing there. And it doesn't make much sense. And every direction you try to go in seems to block you. Just the way of these things. But even in those times, even when you do not feel that love and that devotion of God to you, you can feel your devotion and love to God. And that can sustain us. Just as our devotion to one another can sustain us through many difficulties and many necessary sacrifices, so our devotion to God, our devotion to what we truly know, our gnosis, our devotion to love, God as love. These things can sustain us through dry times, through difficult times, and carry us forward. The Gospel says, we do not want to be poured forth into the world, to be emptied into the world, emptied into the spirit of the world. We are formed, we are shaped, we are given form. Often modern people have an initial reaction against the traditional notion of formation. But we are always being formed by the world, being given forms to express ourselves by the world. And we choose, to some extent, and to other extents, they are chosen for us. But if we devote ourselves, we make our relationship a center of our lives. And that will form us. That will shape us. And also sustain us. Will keep us from being emptied into the spirit of the world. From becoming a part of the world. We are. But we are more. We forget that we are much more. And we have been emptied out into the world. The Gospel says that when the wind of the world blows, winter comes. When the Holy Spirit breathes, summer comes. And a lot of how we experience things depends on which wind is blowing, on which experience we are paying attention to, which relationship we are allowing to shape ourselves, to give us form in this world. Our relationship to the necessities of the world, or our relationship to what we value. Hold to those things. The rest may be necessary, but the good thing is, if it's necessary, you really don't have to pay that much attention. It'll annoy you until you take care of it. So, just as well reserve one's attention and devotion for what matters and carry forward. So may we dissolve the world and not be dissolved by it. May we rise through our relationship with what is within us and beyond us, to that to which we truly are, our truest self, living out our individual life and beyond. May the mystery of that which hangs twixt heaven and earth descend upon us, and with this hope. Thank you.
For more information and resources on Gnosticism, visit the Gnosis Archive at gnosis.org. That's G-N-O-S-I-S dot O-R-G.